Well, hey, welcome to the Light Reading Podcast. I'm Jeff Baumgartner, a senior editor at Light Reading.
Hi, Jeff. Nice to meet you. My name's Tim Stevens. I'm the global leader of strategic innovation for media and entertainment for Verizon Business Group.
All right. Well, it's great to see you. We're here at NAB 2024 in Las Vegas. And Verizon Business, you're doing a demo here on the floor. So I was listening to the demo, but it's a 5G-based cloud production, and you're doing a hockey game. So, yeah, explain a little bit what we're actually seeing here today.
Yeah, and what we're seeing is actually a bit of a first. Actually, I would say it is a first. We are cutting a game live on the floor of NAB. So we have live camera feeds coming in from the Panthers Arena down in Florida. And we are cutting the game live, and then we're putting that program feed out, delivering it not only to the floor of the NAB, but also putting it out to an HLS stream where we can actually deliver it to handsets. So the probably the ones or the first that are so important is we're doing it with because of the latency that we can overcome using 5G and edge compute. We're able to actually deliver those camera feeds in sub 1 second, and then there's another second to deliver it actually to handsets and program feeds. So From glass to glass in that 1 to 2 second frame. And I would say, given the typical experience that you're going to have either at your home, where you're actually getting a live television show delivered to you via cable operator, where satellite is part of that delivery mechanism, that usually introduces about 7 to 10 seconds in delay. And then if you're actually enjoying it on a mobile device, that usually introduces another 20 to 30 seconds. So what we're doing by using 5G and edge compute is we're actually cutting latency down significantly. And we can go further than the 1 or 2 seconds at this point. But we're really trying to just demonstrate the fact that you can produce a game, you can use edge compute, compute fabric, you can do it and eliminate latency. And I will tell you probably one of the nicest things that comes out of it is that we can do this in remote the way we're doing it right now. We can limit the amount of truck rolls, additional staff, et cetera, et cetera. So there's an economic plus to it. There's a virtualization plus to it. And even more importantly, there's a carbon footprint plus. So being able to just reduce our carbon footprint when you talk about things like a lot of television production.
Yeah, so this is an interesting concept. By cutting the game, so does that include making clips from the live broadcasting? Kind of is involved in this part of the production?
So we have side by side, not only are we running the technical direction software, but also running, in this case, VizRT is providing that technical direction software, and Evert's Dreamcatcher is providing the clipping for the replay. And we are creating clips right now live. We're feeding them right back into the VizRT platform. So our technical direction group can, as they're cutting it, start to introduce clips of replays and start going back on and looking at either goals or some other controversial call or something else, some other activity that's on that's part of just the natural enjoyment of the game. So pretty much the full spectrum of what you would need to do. The other thing that we've added is, as well, we've preloaded graphics into this VizRT platform so that within that edge compute, I can actually bring in graphics, I can fly in bugs, I can add and replay, I can do almost all of the things I would normally do as part of a production that I'm doing in the field.
Yeah, and what we're doing here, or what you're showing here, and actually doing here, is how is it different than the traditional way of things? Like, you would have people on premises doing this typically, or how?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, typically you're going to roll like five to 10 trucks where you'll have camera crews, obviously, that are feeding it back into those different trucks. I may have a graphics truck. I may have a replay truck. I'll have a technical direction truck. We'll have staff that are monitoring, doing all of the kind of the traditional approach to production. By doing it this way and you're virtualizing all these tools, you don't really need to have all of those resources brought directly to the venue or brought directly to the site. And all of that starts to create, it cascades in terms of the number or the different types of opportunities for either the economies or simplicity, the virtualization, all of the things that start happening, the positives that start to happen when you use cloud-based tools.
All right. And how common is this right now? Is this a demo? Are you doing this a lot? I mean, what's the frequency on it?
Yeah, in our partnership with NHL, we actually worked with them. They've done three of these in the past. Two were a test, and they just cut a live show back on, I believe it was March 27th or 28th, that went to air. So we are pushing the envelope on this. We're, in that particular case, we weren't using 5G and we weren't using edge compute. Here, we're taking that now to the next level. We're using 5G and edge compute.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about that architecture, right? So you're just going over the 5G network, and then where does the mobile edge compute, how does that factor in compared to where we are here on the show floor?
So, I mean, everybody should start to think more about 5G as not necessarily a mobile approach, but 5G really is a shorthand for fifth generation of a network.
Okay.
So fifth generation of network design actually incorporates compute into the actual transport. And so when we talk about edge computing, what we're doing is we're actually moving compute platforms close through our edge. So they're actually in... they're not necessarily in the cell sites, but in the first kind of logical hops that go away from the cell site. So we have 20 of those nodes around the country. Those countries cover large geographic areas, obviously. But that means that my compute infrastructure is closer to where I need to actually execute something. So in this particular case, with our partner AWS, we run almost an extended AWS cloud platform right in our mobile or our cellular network. I can actually pull software programs, load them locally, and then as I'm transacting or I'm executing any of the software that I need to for these types of productions, I'm only doing it right at that edge. I'm not reaching back to a centralized cloud facility or some centralized data center. So that facilitates the latency, it drives the speed down, and those are, because of the way they're all connected, because they're highly connected with our fiber assets, what I do in one side, which is where I'm getting the camera feeds in, and I transport that right to the Vegas, in this case, edge compute platform, I'm able to operate now right out of the floor, very close with super low latency. And that's really the key. Integrate, in this case, transport with compute, leverage that to take latency out of whatever you're doing. And at some level, you also have to start to construct software programs so they're not heavily loaded with compute requirements that aren't necessary for the actual execution of a particular part of what you're trying to build, specifically with building, as is in this case, like building a production.
Yeah. And one kind of thing that is impressive to me is this is happening on a very crowded show floor. The gentlemen who are cutting the game, they're concentrating with like 40 people hovering around them. But also, I was kind of trying to think about the resiliency that you need to be able to pull that off. So, how are you able to do that on the floor here and feel confident that the network's going to do what it's supposed to do?
Well, I mean, a lot of that is in the design, but what I will tell you is that we are using the same public network that your 5G phone is on, and everybody else's 5G phone that has Verizon as a subscriber is on as well. So we're doing this, as far as we're concerned, in the wild. And
so there's no like network slicing involved with this?
Nothing whatsoever. And I think that's a power, it illustrates more the power of not only our network, but it also illustrates the power of when you couple edge compute with something like that, and you design it in such a way that the fabric and the way software programming is executed, you can fully leverage that architecture to actually do something that we're doing, which is super complex at the end of the day. I mean, we are producing and delivering live video, a live show, onto the floor, and we're using the same public network that you use every day for any of a number of different things.
Yeah, and how soon do you think it'll be where this is like the norm?
Adoption of this technology is going to take some time. I think like there's a bunch of compelling events that are happening right now, which is going to force it. One is that all of the broadcast companies or all of the leagues that are out there that continue to have these different permutations of requirements for what they're trying to do in terms of tapping into different audiences. You have your kind of traditional linear audience, but then you have all these other audiences that are either using streaming services or they want to use some sort of gamification or some sort of customization, some rendition of the same game, because that's how that audience wants to receive it. you cannot continue to run all of the hardware aspects to make that happen because it just gets too expensive. But when you move it into a cloud-based architecture, it gives you kind of that flexibility to build all of that in a very compact and very efficient manner. I think all of that, because of the way in the industry in general is trying to attract and continue to grow audiences that keep on moving to platforms, it facilitates the drive to move something to the cloud. And the moment you start to move stuff to the cloud like this, it opens up, you know, the opportunity to create all those different renditions. That will drive it. I think the other compelling thing that's happening is just the sustainability piece, right? I don't need to run multiple trucks out. I don't need to have resources go cross-country from one game to the next game. There's an opportunity here for us to take a lot of costs out of the business. There's a lot of opportunity for us to build a better sustainable footprint. And it is a way to do it in such a, as we get more and more experience across it, that I think it'll be the model that everybody will move to. Everybody we talk to has some cloud-based architecture that they're interested in moving to. Everybody's still anxious because we're old, you know, programmers, we're old television production folks. We want to hold on to, you know, our servers and our cameras. And
change is hard.
Change is hard. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, there's too many compelling events going on around us for us to be able to have to stick to or want to stick to those norms. And I think the beautiful thing that's happening is, we have new talent coming into the field. The new talent, they're digital natives. They understand cloud architecture. They understand the opportunity that's here. And it just gives us a really great threshold to start pushing it. And for Verizon, you know, we are very much in this industry. And so we're super excited about the impact that we can make by just building out this infrastructure and then democratizing it to not only all the folks that are out there that are actually do live television production, but also all the content creators that are out there that would like access to the same types of tools. And that's an awful large business and an awful large audience as well.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for the run through of the demo here at NAB. And we'll keep tabs on how things progress. But thanks again for your time today.
Jeff, thank you so much. So appreciate it. And thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks.